following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It's Friday, October 20th, 2023. I want to welcome you to tonight's broadcast. This is Ricky Scapero, the founder of End Time Headlines. Welcome, everybody. If you're new to the broadcast, let us know in the comment section below that you're new. We'd love to welcome you. And as always, we thank you for coming on here tonight. Again, don't forget to hit that like button. Do me a favor, hit that like button. Hit that share button, because this, again, gets our programs out there on the algorithm and gets them seen and visible on these platforms. So tonight, I want to talk to you about something that is being drowned out by everything going on in the Middle East. While everybody's preoccupied by that, I want to turn your attention to something that has been highlighted, but the focus has been taken off, that we really need to be paying attention to, because we could be in for a bumpy ride in the next few months. I want to talk about the economy. Let's get after it. All right, again, I want to thank you guys for coming on tonight. Again, if you've not downloaded our free app, you can do that. It's available on Apple and Android. Go to your Play Store, depending on what that looks like for you, depending on your device. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be ready to go with every podcast and every headline when it is readily available. So everybody's focus is in the Mideast. Everything's going chaotic. It's chaos. But something is brewing in regards to the economy. I don't care how much the government tries to sweep this under the rug. They try to ignore it. It's not going away. And in fact, there has been some, again, there's been warning signals going out, but it's being drowned out. Nobody's paying attention to that. So I want to talk about some of this tonight. Here's a report from Fox Business. Look what this this title says, quote, "New data reveals a crash not seen since the Great Depression could strike in 2024.
I'm so curious. He says early 2024. What do you think? Is the cash going to run out? Are we going to get into a recession?
Well, you know that I have said for quite a while that I thought a recession was more likely than not, for exactly the reason that he suggested, which is that the Fed is fighting a pretty entrenched inflation right now. And so the possibility of recession, I think, is still there. And early 2024 seems like it's a reasonable possibility.
2024. And I want you to remember that, 2024, because next week I'm going to bring up some stuff about 2024 that probably a lot of us maybe have not put all the puzzle pieces together, but it's going to be an interesting ride in 2024. But according to this new data, one of the many dominoes that could be falling in 2024 is the economy. As the White House continues to tout the alleged achievements of the president's Bidenomics, I can't even hardly even stomach to say that. Anyway, the agenda of this is a growing amount of data indicates that a gigantic economic... Now, I want you to pay attention to this, because I'm going to show you some stuff in this podcast. A growing amount of data indicates that a gigantic economic crisis could be right around the corner. Interesting. Remember this when we get to the close to the end of this podcast. Most disturbingly, one important economic indicator that's currently flashing hasn't appeared since the 1930s. Pay attention to all this, and I'll pull it up in a minute. We're going to compare this. During the height of the Great Depression. So again, there's warning, there's flashing indicators that has not been seen. If the White House and Congress does not cut inflation causing government spending soon, the results could be, quote, catastrophic. Now, here's another. This is from Insider. The collapse in Treasury bonds now ranks among the worst market crashes in history. The bond market sell-off that's sending yields soaring is starting to eclipse some of the most extreme market meltdowns of past eras. And I find it very interesting that they use the word eclipse. We literally just came out of a solar eclipse. Again, and you say, well, that's kind of stretching it, really? Because I don't think it is. I pay attention to this stuff, guys. Bloomberg reported losses on Treasury bond with maturities of 10 years or more had notched 46 8% since March of 2020, while the 30-year bond has plunged 53%. Those losses are nearly in line with stock market losses seen during the worst crashes of recent history. Are you paying attention tonight? When equity slumped 49% after the dot-com bubble burst, and 57% in the aftermath of 2008. So here again, we have flashing indicators that has not been seen since the 1930s of the height of the Great Depression. Now we have treasury bond collapses that have not been seen since the most recent economic collapses. Now here's another warning. Stock markets are likely to be especially volatile this October. Well, here we are. We're in the 20th of October. So the October's almost over. So have we dodged the bullet, or is something right around the corner? We have what, 2 more weeks of trading left? So what are we going to see something? But October has got a history of this anyway, guys. October, you go study the stock market crashes and all the ups and downs and the recessions in October. There's a reason why they call it the October surprise. So we are in that danger zone, if you would. Okay, September, and September is the same as well. September is this danger zone. September has had the reputation of being the worst month for stock market, but October far and away is the most volatile month of the year, as you can see from the accompanying chart. So if this October follows the historical average, the stock market won't lose as much as it has so far in September, but investors will still feel whipped around. So they're trying to give us good news here, but guys, look around. Look what's happening. Renowned author Robert Kiyosaki, I believe that's how you pronounce it, is not buying it. In fact, he, according to a report, he distrusts printed dollar currency because he says it, quote, soon it will be as worthless as toilet paper. The author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad shared a piece of his mind on how to decentralize from the fiat currency in these scary times of a broken banking system. According to him, the dollar has been losing its purchasing power, and not long from now, it would just be worthless as toilet paper. During one of his recent appearances, hosted by Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, he pointed out how the lack of financial education in the U.S. blinds the people, and even President Joe Biden's administration, in tackling the current economic downturn. He points out that they recently raised the debt ceiling again, and because our schools have no financial education, no idea of credit rating, our debt increased $1.8 trillion. In fact, the U.S. via the Fitch Rating Services downgraded the U.S. debt from AAA to AA-plus. We are on a, quote, collision course for disaster. He went on to say that he explained that every time the U.S. got into financial trouble, that, quote, we just keep printing more money. By the way, they did this during the height of the Great Depression, guys, and it made the currency toilet paper. He said that, quote, there's a time when you cannot print any more money, and we're pretty much there at this point now. But meanwhile, you got all that going on, and you've got Joe Biden, according to a recent report, is planning to ask the U.S. Congress for $100 billion in aid for Israel and Ukraine. So we're not funneling money anymore to just Ukraine and their war. Now the U.S., your tax-paying dollars are being funneled to Israel as well. $100 billion. Again, how do we keep robbing Peter to pay Paul? Guys, this system of robbing Peter to pay Paul is destined to fail. But hey, We'll just keep printing money. We'll just keep printing more money. We'll just keep raising the interest rates.
Our next guest also believes interest rates can go a lot higher. Jim Bianco runs Bianco Research. He joins us here on set. Welcome to New York, Jim.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. Do you think we see 13%?
You know, I don't know about 13%, but the larger issue that Rick was saying, we're in a secular bear market. It started in August of 2020. There's several more years to go. Now, you can have a year or two rally within in the middle of a secular bear market in bonds. I'm in that camp. I still think that maybe 7 years from today, we're at least 4.5 or 5% where we are right now. So there's no real drop in rates, and there'll probably be higher rates from there. 13%. That would take something bad to happen, a lot worse than I anticipate. But I don't think we're near the end of this move in the bond market.
Let's just talk about the housing market. How bad is the housing market?
Anyone looking to buy a home right now is facing a double challenge amid the Federal Reserve's efforts to slow inflation.
According to a new report, the impact of rising interest rates on new mortgages has put home ownership beyond the reach for many. The average 30-year fixed mortgage is now higher than 7%, which means that for somebody who has a non-fixed mortgage or a new mortgage, that's going to add hundreds of dollars to monthly payments. Homeowners who may have locked in lower interest rates in the past are now, as a result, hesitant to sell. That means less inventory, which also means higher home prices. As of August, the median price nationwide is more than $407,000, and that's nearly 4% higher than just a year ago.
Well, it's so bad that the Los Angeles Times just did a piece. Let me show you this. Quote, can't afford California housing? Try living in a tiny sleeping pod, all 4 feet of it.
You already know it's pricey living in the Bay Area, but now some tech entrepreneurs are becoming pod people, living in these tiny pods to sacrifice comfort for their startups.
Founders who are moving to San Francisco are struggling with the idea of having to pay over $3,000 for an apartment here. Instead, they're investing that money into their companies and renting a sleeping pod for $700 a month.
It's small, but it's all part of the sacrifice. That's what a group of AI founders are telling themselves when they pay $700 a month to rent a sleeping pod in San Francisco.
Well, the pod is the size of a twin bed, so it's not very large, but it gets the job done, right? It's enough. You just need a place to sleep.
How many hours do you get?
Sleeping? Like 8 hours. I get a good rest. I mean, it gets a little toasty in the pod, but I mean, it's like, I sleep fine.
Christian Lewis took these photos from inside his pod. A week ago, he moved to the city from Illinois to keep growing his AI company.
I actually pushed off coming to San Francisco for a really long time, but it's been absolutely net positive without a doubt. Like just within the first couple of days, I met some of the smartest people I've met in my entire life. So that's the reason I came, and that's the reason I'm staying, and that's the reason why I'm living in a pod.
One of Lewis's sleeping pod neighbors moved to San Francisco a month ago from Canada, also for AI.
It's much, much better to have a diverse group of people that you could work with that can help bounce off ideas, brainstorm, and actually be able to make something that's probably a little bit more reliable.
These founders say that's what they're finding in San Francisco, a community who's building the latest AI companies.
Yes, this is what is now popular. Look at this, guys. This is what's popular. Pods have locations and all throughout California, Bakersfield, San Francisco, Alto, different places in California. They shared, Brownstone shared housing has converted two homes and an office space into dwellings for dozens of people with rents ranging from $500 to $900 a month. You come on. Do I got any volunteers that are willing to rent out this? Look at this. This is going to be $500 to $900 a month to rent out this space, this quote, 4 feet of space. This is absolutely just sad. Amid California's ongoing housing crisis, creative approaches have abound, whether in RVs, tiny homes. We'll talk about tiny homes in just a second. ADUs, or other improvised forms of shelter. Californians continue to push the boundaries of traditional housing in search of affordability. With locations in Palo Alto, San Francisco, and Bakersfield, and I said Brownstone a while ago, and I misquoted that. That's the name of the housing company. But anyway, these three locations, this company has converted two homes and an office space into dwellings for dozens of people. And again, the range of rent is from $500 to $900 a month. And you got to love this. Ready? Quote, the basic pods are very cozy. And they're 3.5 feet wide and 4 feet tall. This is what they call cozy. Doesn't this sound just amazing? I know you and your wife are going to listen to this podcast. And you're going to be like, look, this is what we need to do. We need to sell our home. And we need to move into one of these 3.5 to 4 feet tall, 3.5 feet wide, 4 feet tall, very cozy pods. And only pay $900 a month. And this will save us half of what we're renting now. Come on, I know that's you. That you're listening to this. And that's what you're thinking right now. But listen. If you're thinking about taking your king size mattress, your king size bed, and putting it into this puppy, it's just not going to work. You're going to have to sell that, and you're going to have to get you a twin mattress. Because according to the report, it's just big enough for a twin mattress. Now, you say, well, Brother Ricky, what is the $500 one versus the $900 one? Well, there's amenities. These great amenities are this is going to sell it for you. And that extra $400 a month is going to get you right here. You're going to get, it's going to come with a charging station. It's going to come with LED lights. Doesn't that sound wonderful? And an individual climate control system. So again, for an additional $400 a month, you can get charging stations, LED lights, and individual climate control systems. Brother Ricky, do we get our own bathroom? No. Residents share restrooms and utilize storage lockers for your belongings, most of which won't fit into the pods. Darn it. That's probably where they're going to get you with that extra $400. And I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. You're saying, there is no way I'm going to pay $500 to $900 a month for literally a closet that I put stuff in that I can't even fit anything into it. Well, according to the Los Angeles Times, if you're complaining, this is far cheaper than most alternatives on the traditional rental market. Think about that for a second. For example, in Bakersfield, the median studio apartment rents for $995, according to Zillow. In San Francisco, it's $2,200. And in Palo Palo Alto, if I mispronounce that for you guys that live in California, please forgive me. Okay. But anyway, the median studio rents there are $2,300 a month. Now, in case you're like, well, the pods ain't going to cut it for me. I want to move up like the Jeffersons, Brother Ricky. Well, we got a great alternative for you. And there's a hot new market for what's called tiny homes. You say, well, what are tiny homes? I want to show you a video. This is from Jeremiah Babe. He has great content. Guys, I recommend his channel. If you want to know what's going on with the economy, he's a realist. I really appreciate his channel. So shout out to him. So, again, if you want, you can subscribe to him, check out his content. But he lives in California himself, but he recently visited Texas. So what you're seeing here is a video that was filmed in Texas. We're going to watch a little bit of this together. Check this out. Again, this is the hot new commodity, which is tiny homes. Look at that on your screen. Just from the visual, I haven't even pushed the play button yet. Look at the size of these homes. Look how close they are together. Look at the square footage of these homes. And this is the new commodity. So again, they're driving around this community. See how they're building this? This is a new upgoing community here in Texas. This is being built. This is, and I love the title.
This should be in your backyard. You got some dilapidated cars and RVs. There'll be more tiny homes going up on this lot right here. And that'll be in the back of your house. And I will say, I will say that the neighborhood we drove through to get here was not the nicest, not to be judgmental, but it was not the nicest neighborhood getting here. Aaron, what do you say when you see stuff like this being built?
This is going to be the future. Everything keeps getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I mean, there's people that are going to love to own one of these. And that's just the times we live in.
Remember, you will own nothing and be happy.
People are broke and this is all that they can afford.
So, all right, well, let's continue and check this out. Let's check out one of these slabs up here.
So I just want to walk up here and show you one of the slabs of these homes. These homes are, according to the website, we're looking at 350 square feet.
350 square feet. That's the new
home. Stand on that, Aaron. Stand on that.
This is the homes of the future, guys.
Yeah, it's...
Look at this.
This is like a one-car garage.
Yeah, it's like a one-car garage maybe, huh? But man, I mean, I don't even know if you could even park your truck on this thing.
I mean, this is the size of an RV, maybe even smaller.
Yeah, it's not very wide. Matt, what comes to mind? Look at this across the street.
What comes to mind is my office is bigger than this house. But you will like this. You will eat bugs, and you will live in your tiny home.
Yeah.
Welcome to the future.
Hmm.
So this is the neighborhood behind your tiny home. And a bunch of old cars over there. And look at these power lines in your backyard. How do you like that? I mean, what do you think about living, 30 feet?
I'm sure they'll bury those power lines.
Those are tiny, aren't they? Man, could you imagine? I mean, there's literally like over 20 lines of power running 30 feet from your house.
They're going to build another 100, 200 of these things.
So, JB, what's crazy is when my family moved to Texas back in, I think it was 85 or 83, my parents bought it was probably 1,800 square foot house for $100,000. Mm-hmm. And it was on a half acre. So now look how much the dollar has been devalued to it starts at 100,000.
We're starting at $133,000 is where they're starting.
Right.
$133,000 for, what was it, 500 and something square feet? $133,000.
According to the website.
JB, you can see on this angle, the yard is not that big. There's the completed ones.
Yeah.
The fence.
Yeah, we'll check one of those out.
You don't get any yard at all. You're not getting any land, obviously, for your tiny house.
So apparently things are not bigger in Texas from what we're seeing out here, right? Things are not bigger in Texas any longer. Now it's all about how small things are.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. I mean,
you can't really appreciate it
until you get here, right? We had to see this in person.
Yeah, you can't really appreciate just how small they really are. I mean, these are two-story houses, so that each story must be, 150 square feet?
175 square feet.
That's unbelievable.
So I don't know if they have bigger ones, but they all look the same size, and the website said 350 square feet. But Matt's right.
Okay, I was wrong. So it's 350 square feet. Wow, makes it even more insane. So $130,000 for 350 square feet. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Like, you can't really appreciate or understand this until you actually, when we were driving up and saw this from a distance, it was shocking. So you really can't appreciate it till you actually get here and walk it. So I'm glad we were able to find this place. And
all right, I'm going to fast forward a little bit of this. Now, they actually take a tour into one of these. So I want to show you this. Again, this is a neighborhood in Texas. So check this out.
Oh, yeah, we have to.
Now, you guys, I know, I understand there's a lot of people that are listening to the podcast and you're not seeing the visual. This is one of them times, guys, you really need... And I know it's convenient. I get it. Mowing the yard, doing your chores, doing this, running errands, listening to it, but not watching the visual. Please, if you get a chance, go to our app. Excuse me. I almost said podcast. Go to our app. You can watch it there. Go to YouTube, go to Rumble, go to Facebook Live. And you've got to watch the visual of this to really get the full effect of what they're trying to sell us. This is the new normal. 350 square feet. Now, this is in the state of Texas. I guarantee you, you go in California and they start doing this, those prices are going to go far more expensive than that. 350 square feet, starting out $130,000. So you got to see the visual of this.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
So, also, what's
Yeah, someone's living there.
You don't even get a garage in these homes. Oh, there's more over here.
Go left.
Yeah, go left. Let's check it out. You don't even get a garage.
So now they're going to go inside. So we get to see the inside.
What's coming to your mind right now?
It's an open house. We're excited. We want to see what's going on.
Okay.
I mean, the tour's not going to take more than about 32 seconds.
Okay.
We'll follow you in. There you go.
Look at this, guys. Wow.
Oh, so now this is the upstairs.
That's the loft.
Okay, so you climb up this?
Yes, sir, but it's not included in the square footage.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have a heating cooling system.
Not included. That's not even included. The upstairs loft is not even included in the square footage.
Okay.
But the majority of my buyers have put their own up there and they're utilizing.
So this, is it okay to record you or?
Sure.
Okay, so
but
you're
recording next week anyway.
Rhonda.
Okay.
So you're working with Lennar?
Yes.
All right, so this unit right here, 350 square feet?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
But it's only counting the downstairs.
The downstairs. This does not count because
it doesn't have heating and cooling.
Okay.
And it is 144 approximately.
No heating and cooling. Downstairs only.
Square feet.
Okay. Okay. And the lot size?
The lot size is 20 feet wide. I'm not sure of the length, but you've got approximately 18 feet from the back of the house to the fence.
Okay. 18 and how many units will they be building here?
We're going to be building 97 in all.
All right, so about 100. You're right. Yeah, we were here. We came in from California.
Okay.
And we saw it on in some news. And I was like, well, we're going to be at my buddy's house here, which was about 20 minutes away. Wow. So we said, we got to come see this because we've never seen anything like this.
So this is the first in the San Antonio area.
Okay.
So
okay.
Is the first to build.
So this is in the San Antonio area, in case you were wondering where this is at in Texas.
Our community. And I imagine we'll be building more, but I haven't been told anything.
So okay. All right. And I'm sure they're selling. Yeah.
They have two floor plans, right? Two floor plans.
We had two floor.
Oh, these are gone.
These are gone.
And how many of these were there?
I'm not sure how many were in this community, but we had some in another community that had other bigger plans with it. And so
but these,
I'm not
these
sure.
Are all spoken for here in this industry.
Yes, except this model, and it'll be a little while for.
And there's what's the starting price?
Let me check the price.
Okay, I'm gonna just check. I'm gonna climb up this a little bit.
Can you hold that?
Yeah, could you hold that? Thanks, Matt.
You got it.
So I actually
be careful.
Matt, this is not for you. If you've had a couple cocktails,
nope.
You're going to be in bad shape.
No. Nope.
So, okay. A little warm up here.
Okay. I had a buyer that pulled this out. And he had a contractor come in and build a landing and stairs.
He did a, oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That could be nice.
That's pretty awesome.
So then you increase living, you actually increase the living area then.
Oh, yeah.
He did, and he put a closet in up there, too. Okay, let me run this report. You.
Okay.
I've been working on other stuff.
So I bet you're busy.
Yeah, you gotta be. These things are.
It attracts a lot of attention.
Yeah, it attracted us.
What Lennar is doing for the buyers right now is buying down the interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
If it were a primary residence, I could probably get you at 4.5.
Okay.
That's the average.
Okay.
If it's an investor, I have to get that from the loan officer, okay. But we do buy it down a little bit for the investor also.
Now, let me ask you
this. And we cover 2% of the price of the home towards your closing cost.
Okay, where's the restroom? Is there a restroom here? Is it around the corner?
Where? Oh, it's right here. It's in the back. Right here. Let's film that. Yeah, that's a good question.
Like, you said, is it around the corner? All
right, so it's back here. There's the bathroom. Yeah, a little shower right here.
Yeah,
and this is your laundry would be back here.
Oh, okay.
Wow,
okay.
Guys.
Oh, yeah, it is functional.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you can do a little better than renting an apartment.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I can get these for primary. I can get these under $1,200 still per month. The Henry floor plan. Do you want to go take a look at that?
Yeah,
$1,200 a month.
We're here. We flew 1,100 miles. We might as well check it out. Okay.
You might want to report that.
Okay.
Gotta get on the ground.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that, guys. Price increase coming soon. Reserve your home today because $130,000 is a bargain. So you got to get yours today because you don't want to, I mean, by the time, you know, this was what? This was a month ago. It could be $160,000 at this point for 350 square feet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll come out here and take your time. Let me get this door.
All right, guys. So again, did we just see a glimpse of the American dream? Is this the future of America? Is this the future of the world? I don't know how you feel about that. Let me know in the comments on their Facebook, on their Rumble, on their YouTube. Maybe you're watching this and you have one of these homes. Maybe this is all you can afford. Maybe this is all you can get. This is truly sad, guys. But I think it's going to get a lot worse. We're in the middle. Now, I want to leave. Remember, I told you at the beginning, let me leave you with this. This is an interesting little thing that I want you to chew on. And leave, and we're going to let you go for the weekend. And this is one little thing I want you to chew on before we let you go for the weekend. Remember the report that I shared with you earlier, wherein which, according to Fox Business, Fox News, new data is indicating that a gigantic economic crisis could be around the corner, and that there's these flashing lights for the economy that has not been seen since the 1930s at the height of the Great Depression. Remember that? We talked about that earlier. Then the collapse of the treasury bonds have not been seen since, some of the worst market crashes in history. Remember all that? Did you know that I thought this was interesting? Very interesting to me anyway. May not be interesting to you, but I thought this was very interesting. Did you know that in the Great Depression from 1931 to 1940, this was the Great Depression. Did you know that, do you know how we pulled out of the Great Depression? It was a world war. Let me say that again. World War II got us out of the worst economic crisis in the history of the world. It took a global war to pull us out of an economic crisis. During World War II, more than 12 million Americans were sent into the military, and similar numbers toiled in defense and related jobs. You had weapon manufacturing, ammo, supplies, all this created jobs. The war took care of the 17 million unemployed individuals in 1939. Thus, historians have now said that it was actually the World War II that pulled us out of the Great Depression. Now, here we are, 2023, going into 2024. We are on the very precipice, if not already into the Third World War. Now, don't you think it's interesting that we are on the brink of another financial crisis that all the economists and strategists are saying it's going to be the next great depression of our lifetime, and it's at the same coinciding time as a Third World War is on front? Gee, I'm sure it's all just a coincidence, Brother Ricky, isn't it? Guys, listen, pay attention, keep your eyes wide awake, don't be woke, but stay wide awake. I'm going to steal that from my good friend Larry Ragland. I love what he says there. We're wide awake, we're not woke. I want you to stay wide awake. Pay attention to what's going on, because I'm telling you, there is things happening. biblically, prophetically, economically, socially, everything is coinciding. We're at the pinnacle of things happening, and you need to stay awake and pay attention to what's going on. Listen, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, please don't forget to download our free app. This is how you're going to keep up with our ministry, keep up with everything we're doing. Download it today. Hit yes to push notifications. Get it on Apple. Get it on Android. Once you get that, you're going to keep up with all of our ministry, everything we do, podcasts, headlines, everything. Again, don't forget to hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that bell notification. It's going to push our content out there on these platforms. Again, we always want to give an opportunity. If this ministry is a blessing to you, you'd like to support this ministry in any form or fashion, you could do that by giving either electronically or through check or money order. Again, electronically, you can do it through the app, through the main website. If you wish to give by check or money order, you can make it out to End Time Headlines. That's going to be P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. Again, we appreciate all of our partners, supporters, and givers, and prayer warriors of our ministry. Guys, we have a real quick announcement. My family and I are actually going to be out of town this weekend. We will not be back until next week, midweek. So I want you to remember this, write this down, because I know as sure as I'm saying this, people will say, Brother Ricky, are you okay? Where are you at? We will not be broadcasting until Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Let me say that one more time. There will be no podcast Monday or Tuesday next week. We will do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. So we're actually cutting one short. We're only going to be doing three segments next week. Again, we will be, my family and I will be out of town spending some time together. We had this plan for several months now. I'm praying you guys have a great weekend. Be safe. I appreciate your prayers, for myself and for my family, as we'll be traveling as well. We'll be back in the studio Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. So until then, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, and may his countenance shine upon you. We'll see you then.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.